I mean, you have two basic problems. The first is an ownership problem. Neither the Israeli nor Palestinian leadership owns their own process. And until they do, until they're driven by prospects of pain and or gain to a situation where on the core issues, Jerusalem, borders, security, and refugees, they're prepared to make the kinds of decisions, choices, and concessions, it strikes me that we're going to be wheel spinning. Second problem is the absence or lack of American credibility. I mean, these days, over the last several years, it seems that everybody says no to the United States without much cost or without much consequence. And a mediator, really, an effective mediator, needs street credibility, needs the respect and even the fear at some point of the powers with which it deals. So I think that this is going to be a very long movie. I think that the administration's approach is worth the effort right now, which is to conduct parallel talks on these big issues to see where the gaps are, what each side may be willing to do, and then consider if the gaps can be bridged, if that's our assessment. But all of that, it strikes me, is going to be very, very hard. And in the meantime, the Israelis will continue to pursue their settlement policies. And the Palestinians are now involved in another major distraction, which is an effort to create the basis for what might be, although it's highly inadvisable, a unilateral declaration of Palestinian statehood.
Let me jump back. You say that the United States isn't credible, that it needs to be tough and inspire fear. What could it have done this latest round that it did not do?
Well, let's determine what it shouldn't have done. It shouldn't have identified a goal, a comprehensive freeze on settlements, including Jerusalem, that no Israeli government could ever have accepted. And then when it became quite clear that no Israeli government was going to accept it, to then either threaten and or try to bribe the Israelis into delivering a freeze. The whole policy of focusing on settlements freeze doomed from the beginning.
From the Palestinian perspective, though, that was the condition for resuming direct talks.
That's true, but direct talks, frankly, are of limited utility. If you went back and looked at the record of American mediation over the last 40 years, what you'd find is that our successes, and there have only been three, Kissinger's disengagement diplomacy in the 70s, Jimmy Carter's Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty, and Jim Baker's efforts to put together a Madrid peace conference, these all came as a consequence not of direct negotiations, but of U.S. mediation, indirect talks. So the issue is not direct or indirect. The issue is whether or not the parties, the Israelis and the Palestinians, Benjamin Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas, are prepared to make the kinds of choices that narrow the gap sufficiently on the four core issues, which would allow a determined and smart American mediator to bridge those gaps. And the answer to the first question so far, after 20 months, is no, they're not. The answer to the second question on the issue of U.S. mediation is a question mark. But given the performance over the course of the last 20 months, a case can be made that the Americans aren't up to it.